Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. It's a bit dark, or say gloomy here today. A little bit artificial lights here. I don't like to look into the light. With this stupid time change, it gets dark fairly early now. And there's so many other things to do, so I couldn't make it earlier. But I think the dark atmosphere matches just perfectly with the message that I want to bring now. It's, I don't know if you call it a short message or a long message, but it's about that coming tomorrow holiday, if you, occult day that is right at the door. I guess all you know about it, with the pumpkin face type thing. So I will not tell a lot about the root and where it came from, so you can look up for yourself. There are many other people out there. They can explain it much better than I do. However, I feel extremely strong already in the spirit that day, since a couple of days. There's a lot of tension, pressure, and stuff like that. But what I want to give today is basically a warning not to join in any way, especially if you have children. The most vulnerable are just simply children, and that's why don't send them to any event where they celebrate that occult day, nor put them in any costumes. You may think, oh, this is just a funny dressing, and it's just they have joy, they enjoy it, and so on. But no, it's not. Now, you can't avoid it completely when children are bombarded with this demonic influence at school, for example, or somewhere else in public, with friends, or wherever they go. But if you are a believer of Yeshua, the Messiah, you do everything you can, everything that's in your ability to protect you and your children, not to be confronted with that at all. Pray without ceasing and pray for your loved ones. Plead the blood of Yeshua for the protection over them. Pray the supernatural protection in the spiritual realm. I heard enough testimonies of people where they as children got captured in the occult. Most of them, you know, even when it's just like a funny game or so, but most of them had a battle with demonic forces for years, or even some of them for decades, until the Holy Spirit revealed it, where it came from. So try to avoid that for your children if you have. I know what can happen if demons got a hold of someone by own experience. In my case, it was through music, where they sneaked in. But there are tons of other possibilities that these demons or demonic forces, these spirits, can enter into humans. Yet, during Halloween, the demonic forces are just, I would say, I don't know if you can say it like that's more active as usual. I mean, they're always busy, but that in that day, they might be more around, since the worship of them got praised up a lot. So you need to understand this is, we're living in a spiritual, we're in a spiritual battle. I mean, the bunny festival and the dance around the tree, I used to say the Jeremiah 10 festival, are not much better than the Halloween, because they have all pagan and occult roots. Nice traditions cannot erase the roots nor turn the lies to become truth. You can give the devil a cross and a Bible in his hand, but you won't. It won't change anything. He will still remain the devil, period. So Ephesians 6 says it clear that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And occult holidays is like, I would describe it as a dinner of wickedness, where dark spirit powers get their diabolic energy from. Maybe a funny wording, but And all of this now lines possibly up with a dream that I had a few nights ago. In this dream, it was super strange, but there's only a tiny, tiny little fraction that I could remember, and I will explain why. So the main subject in the dream was, I died. Well, in the past 10 or 20 years, I had about maybe 7 or 8 dreams where I also died. And there, every time the death was caused in a different way. For example, I got stabbed to death, shot, buried alive by a caterpillar, just put the dirt over me, and I sliced and smashed by a train. Basically, every time in a different way. Yet this time, the dream I had, I could not remember at all the cause why I died. The cause of death. But one thing I knew, it was just completely different. And when I woke up, I could almost feel I died literally, physically. Sounds spooky, but... And then by the grace, I rose from the dead. Yeah, it sounds weird, but... you may say, oh, you're a dreamer. It's just a dream. And you have too much fantasy. I have fantasy, but I don't ask for dreams. I have some every now and then a dream, but not so many. However, every time before, and I had before that dream, where I also died, I could get up and write down the whole dream until I died. And then I usually wake up. Yet this time, I was physically not able even to get up. I was just in bed trying to breathe and recover, which actually took hours. So in the dream, I felt also like my soul left me. Some people with like this near-death experience, they can remember where they have been going. But I could not remember. I know I was somewhere else while I was dead. But I don't know either it was good or bad. I don't know. However, there could be different interpretation, like a brother believed that my old man died. The old man of sin. I wish that, yeah, completely smashed for all eternity. But could be also that the enemy, the devil, simply wanted to kill me. And why does he want to kill me? Well, he wants to kill everyone, every human, every person in this world. Because he, and especially the believers, those who trust in the Lord Yeshua, those who walk or try to walk as much as they can and understand in the paths of righteousness according to scripture. And so he doesn't like me, and maybe he knows what, maybe there's something that Adonai has in store for me soon, very soon, and he wants to stop it from happening. Just by taking me, just to take me out of this world. I mean, if I'm with Yeshua, I would not complain. Or maybe the dream, the interpretation, could be a mixture of both or something else. But now back to Halloween. My advice for you, especially if you have children, I don't have any children, teach them the way of righteousness. Teach them all the scripture, Torah and the prophets, the Brit Chadashah, everything from Genesis to Revelation. Teach them the power of the blood of Yeshua and the cross, and the forgiveness, Yeshua's death and resurrection, his love and grace, but also his justice and judgment. Teach them the Mo'adim, the true biblical feasts, not in a religious way, but teach them the Mo'adim instead of the pagan festivals. Pray for your family, your loved ones, your neighborhood, your village, your city, your nation. Or if you live in another nation like me, I pray for that nation, sometimes for the nation where I was born. I still have citizenship, or whatever you call, from that company. Plead the blood of Yeshua over their lives, over your loved ones' lives. Pray that the Savior to be your shield and their shield, protection, shelter, and refuge. Listen to what Adonai is saying through the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully to his voice. to the voice of life. Well, one thing at the end, maybe not so good. I'm wondering if the angel of death now might get a lot of permission now in this occult day to cause, to work during the day, to cause a lot of this sudden death, where the mainstream liars are, say, claiming their unknown cause, but we know what it is. It's not a nice view, but on such a day, I'm not wondering if there will be an increase of death, especially in this time and season, you know, with all the poisonous injections. So we can only pray that it will not be too devastating, not too many people. So finally, I pray that you will be blessed, and Adonai, Yeshua, will be your protection. You will be in Him, in Yeshua, in His peace, in His joy. Shalom, shalom.